You've been a victim quite a bit lately. How often in the last little while?
So we've been in business going on 7 years now. I've lost count at least once a year, so we're probably on number nine now. And that doesn't count all the attempts either.
Okay. How you've had like two or three just in the last few weeks. Is that right?
I had an attempt in the
Okay.
last few weeks. The person didn't get in because we've put up steel on our windows, something I didn't think Timmins businesses would have ever had to have done 20 years ago, but it's the reality today. Now they're coming in through my floor and my wall and you name it.
Wow. If they want in bad enough, they find a way.
Yeah.
What has this all meant to your business, all these break-ins? Do they take a lot of stuff, or what does it mean? How does it affect you?
It affects me in a couple of ways. So we've had one break in February of 2022, so last year, a little under $10,000, or sorry, no, a little over $10,000 in bikes were stolen at retail value. And then another time in 2021, we had two bikes stolen, which would have been about $6,000 retail worth of bikes stolen. In this particular instance, an individual was caught by the police inside my store, so they got away with nothing. But the attempt was well north of 5,000, what this individual was trying to steal. So it, what that does is it increases the cost of doing business because now I'm paying $1,000 insurance deductible. My insurance premiums are going up. I have to pay for steel to bar up my windows and the labor to do it. You name it. It's come at a great cost for sure.
Yeah, and there's only so much a small business like yours can take of that.
Correct.
All right. Have you recovered any of the stuff that was stolen, or is it
No,
gone? It's in the wind,
it's
right?
gone.
Yeah. Do you have a message for the people who do this or try to do this?
Ask for help. Like, people are willing to help in this community. We've got great outreach programs. You've got the food bank that's feeding. There's churches that are willing to minister to them. Like, there's so many people, living space, that want to help. There's rehab programs. I'm sure there'd be people that would sponsor them to go into these programs. There's hope. There is a better life, and there are people that care if they would care to reach out and ask for that help.
Do you think
Breaking into a store to steal goods to get your next drug hit, like, that's no way to live.
that's the motive behind all of these, or is there
I mean,
someone?
yeah, I guess that was a bit of an assertion on my part. Like, I think that's the motive. I think talking with police, that seems to definitely make the most sense to them. Specifically in the most recent case, definitely likely would have been the case due to evidence that they have in this particular case that I won't share. But yeah, I think it's definitely a massive motive behind it.
A lot of people are frustrated with the way, if someone is even caught, they go to jail or they go to court and they're let back out onto the street right away. And I don't know if it's proven, but the theory is that they just keep going, just keep breaking
Yeah,
into places.
and that's true. And that's a that, can I get political here? That's due to a failure of our political system and our justice system. We're in a lose situation right now. The victim loses because they're being victimized. The police lose because they're continually dealing with the same people over and over again. And then because of that, society loses because the police are so tied up with the same people, and by the way, so are the paramedics, and so is the hospital. So that ambulance ride you might need when your heart fails you might not be available because they're dealing with someone else who's overdosing. But police, they can't properly police the community at large because they're so busy and their hands are so tied with paperwork and dealing with these cases that just. They're slapped on the wrist, let out, and they're arresting the same person sometimes within the same 24 hours. So guess what? Now that light turns red and the guy flies through it and he doesn't get pulled over because the police are not policing traffic. So there's negative effects on society for this. We talked about this already with just as my business, the cost of good goes up. Well, guess who pays for that? I pay for that as a business owner, but so does the customer. But even society at large is being victimized. Like landowners are being victimized. They're losing property value because they're in these hot spots. And then drug dealers are profiting off of this, off of the illegal sale of drugs. These are all negative things. None of that's good. Nothing I just listed is a good thing. And then the perpetrator loses, which I think is the saddest part about all this, because the justice system and the politics of the day say it's not loving. They have mental health issues. It's not loving to lock them up. Well, I'm going to turn the table on that. I don't think it's loving to throw them out on the street. The street is a cold, dark, scary place. So you've got someone with mental health. They have nowhere to turn, and they're living on the cold, dark street, not knowing where their next meal is going to come from. This just feeds into their depression. They turn to drugs to try and numb it. It just becomes a negative feedback loop. So I think the solution is simple. We need, as a society, we need to go back instead of this whole idea of progress. I think progress is just a pig dressed up in lipstick. Our society did things really well 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Now, there were things that were broken within those systems, but that doesn't mean you completely deconstruct the system and throw it away. We fix what's broken and keep what's working. Putting these individuals in jail would house them with clean laundry, 3 square meals a day, rehab, therapy, education. It would only be good to them. And it would be, if it's good for that individual, it's then going to create a positive feedback loop for society at large.
Yeah, and if so you are, keep going.
I think that's, until the voters start to realize that maybe we have to stop progressing as a society and start looking back to what used to work and fixing what we didn't like about it instead of throwing it away. That's what I think we need to do as a voter. I think that's what we need to do as society at large. We need to look back at what worked and re-embrace it.
Yeah, and one argument is often, well, we don't have enough treatment spaces. We don't have enough jail spaces. Build them.
I agree.
Okay. Anything?
And they don't have to be like these high penitentiary level ones. Like, you know, I don't know a lot about the system in the Scandinavian countries, but I know they're having a lot higher success rate than we are. So there's models out there that we could look at.